Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Hi, diehards. Welcome back to Sell or Die. It's Wednesday, and today and for the next few weeks, we are going to have a special edition of Sell or Die, where I interview my co-host, Jeffrey Gittimer. He's going to be talking about the first writings of Napoleon Hill, Truthful Living. It's a book for those of you who are living under a rock. Go get it. Go pre-order it on Amazon. It'll get directly to your house on October 30th. The link's in the show notes, guys. If you didn't go get it yet, what are you waiting for? This book is life-changing, it's life-altering, and I am so excited to interview Jeffrey because he's going to provide inspiration, he's going to provide ideas and strategies you can use to change your life. Get excited, get ready, it's time to sell or die. So are there any chapters that you were surprised about in the book?
Yeah, there were a couple. I can go into a couple of them. I think they were actually pretty cool. Lesson 11, they're not called chapters, by the way, they're called lessons. Mm-hmm. Lesson 11 is called The Law of Harmonious Attraction. And I thought, wait a minute, what's the law of attraction all by itself? And the law of attraction all by itself has been bastardized over the course of the last three decades to a point where some people say, well, just think it. And some people, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to talk about it. I've renamed it the law of value attraction. So I value out and become attraction. But Hill goes even deeper. He says, look, hang out with people that you're harmonious with. Write things that you believe in that you can be harmonious with. And all of a sudden, those that are like-minded will automatically come to you. He later called it a mastermind. Mm. And that was this one of the deep, dark secrets in this process where he kind of ferrets it out. He starts out with harmonious attraction and says, wait, I have all these people. They're brilliant people. They are helping one another and helping themselves, and he created the mastermind. That was my personal biggest aha, and among 100 other ahas, but that was the biggest one.
And now, an excerpt, a sneak peek of the audio version of Truthful Living, the first writings of Napoleon Hill.
Lesson number 11. The Law of Harmonious Attraction, and after the lesson visit with Mr. Hill. Here's the Gittimer insight. It's amazing how ahead of his time Napoleon Hill really was. The law of attraction has been bantered around for more than a century, but here, Hill, with one simple adjective, makes the reader understand that simply saying the law of attraction does not bring clarity to the law. Add harmonious to the law, and it becomes both understandable and actionable. Napoleon Hill continues, one of the best lessons on salesmanship that I ever learned was drawn from my experience with the Chicago Press Club as it related to the psychology of salesmanship. The next best lesson in salesmanship that I ever learned was drawn from an experience with my two small boys. Every Sunday morning, we were in the habit of walking across the park to the lakefront for a little visit. The boys always stop at the peanut stand on the corner and take along some nuts for the squirrels in the park. On this particular Sunday morning, Nap Jr. got a bag of peanuts and Jimmy purchased a box of popcorn called Crispettes. As we walked along through the park, Jimmy reached over and made a grab for the bag of peanuts which Nap was carrying. He missed the bag, and by way of retaliation, Nap struck at him and said, "Let him alone." Then I said to Jimmy, "Now let me show you how to get some of those peanuts. You open up your box of Crispettes and offer some to Nap and see what happens." Jimmy did as I told him, but before Nap would accept any of the popcorn, he insisted on opening up the bag of peanuts and pouring some of them into Jimmy's pocket. Now, this may seem to you to be a very simple illustration of the psychology of salesmanship, and it is. However, I wish to leave this thought with you. Most of us are just children, like Nap and Jimmy, when it comes to returning favors. If I do you a favor, it makes no difference how slight. You will be pretty apt to reciprocate. You may take the meanest and most unpolished man of your acquaintance, give him a good reputation, and let him know that you're willing to help him, and he will do everything in his power to live up to that reputation in 9 cases out of 10. The world is a great big looking glass in which we reflect that which is in our own hearts and minds. I will admit that sometimes that glass becomes blurred and apparently it does not reflect the true image before it. However, you can wipe off the blur, polish the surface of the glass, and behold, you will see exactly what the world sees in you. If you will radiate hope, sunshine, good cheer, and optimism, you will be sure to see those same qualities in those around you. There's nothing new or revealing about this. It is according to well-established and generally accepted laws of both physiology and psychology. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I want to thank Jen. I want to thank Napoleon Hill. I want to thank the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And I want to thank you, diehards, for going to the show notes right now, clicking on the buy button for Truthful Living. Put it into your library and put it into your life. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I will see you tomorrow on Sell or Die. Get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.